I have but one heart. This heart I bring you.
The Pet Mills Show, starring Vic Damone with Hollis Shaw, Emil Corte Serenaders, and Gus Henchin and the Pet Milk Orchestra. Pet Milk Show begins with Gus Henchin, the orchestra, and serenaders, and buttons and bows.
East, west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those pills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows.
Vic Damone. Vic calls everybody darling.
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying. It's just a game you're playing. But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore. Darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore. Nobody calls you darling anymore. With
all the demands made on her time by the 101 duties of homemaking, the wise mother still recognizes the necessity of seeing that her youngsters receive an adequate amount of good, wholesome food to ensure sturdy, vigorous growth. Of all the foods considered necessary for the proper growth and development of babies and children, none is more essential than an adequate quantity of the important food substances which whole milk provides. Pet milk, whole milk concentrated to double richness, enables you more easily to put an adequate quantity of these substances in your family's food. In its sealed can, pet milk is as surely safe as if there were no germ of disease in the world and is always easy for babies and children to digest. Add to this the fact that pet milk is fortified with pure crystalline vitamin D3 in the approved amount babies and children need, and you can readily see why so many thousands of mothers use pet milk, the original evaporated milk. Listen now to lovely Hollis Shaw with My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue. When each weary day is through, how I long to be with you. Every day I reminisce, dreaming
Emile Côté directs the Serenaders in a favorite of two generations, Peg of My Heart. Vic DeMone with a Pet Milk Orchestra and If I Love You.
If I loved you time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. Round in circles, I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy. I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never to know.
It is not unusual to have busy mothers refer to pet milk as all-purpose milk. This is easy to understand when you realize that many thousands of wise mothers, on the recommendation of doctors, use pet milk regularly in making baby's formula as well as in everyday food preparation. The qualities that are responsible for the complete acceptance of pet milk for all-purpose use are uniform richness, sterilization in sealed cans, making it surely free from harmful germs, consistently easy digestibility, and, of course, fortification with pure crystalline vitamin D3. All of which adds up to a product that provides extra wholesomeness in the daily diet of every member of the family. That is why pet milk has come to be recognized as a favored form of milk for babies and growing children. Why wise mothers recognize its excellency for all uses. And of particular interest now, pet milk, the all-purpose milk, is available at all food stores at a cost that is less generally than that of any other form of milk. Pet Milk Show continues as Hollis Shaw sings one of the hit songs from Babes in Arms, Where or When.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other. I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember. Happened for the first time. that we have met before.
Gus Enchin directs the Pat Milk Orchestra and the Serenaders and Rambling Rose.
Everyone knows she's a rambling rose. She's a beauty growing wild. Birds of MS seem to whistle at this for Mother Nature's favorite child. She's got the kind of affection that just winds around your heart. You better run for protection, or she might upset your flower crown. I hate to disclose that my rambling rose is gonna need her Waterloo. I let her play, but she can't get away, 'cause I know just what to do. Anyone knows you can train a rose to be a clinging vine. So from this day hence to be a picket fence round that rambling rose of mine.
Damone and the Pat Milk Orchestra bring you a thrilling arrangement of In the Still of the Night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do this dream of mine. Fade out of sight like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the chill still of the night.
You came to a strange town expecting your husband to meet you and then couldn't find him when you got there. Well, that's the problem that young Sally Carter meets in the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. Be sure to tune in and listen to for Mary Lee Taylor's recipe of the week. This Saturday, it's a Pet Milk recipe for a wonderful main dish that takes only 1/4 pound of meat to serve 4 people. Be listening next Saturday morning for Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program. This is Warren Sweeney, your host for Pet Milk Company, wishing you good luck and good night. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.